My guest is Matthew Peterson. We're going to talk about your first book. It's called Paraworld Zero. And first of all, it's designed as kind of a children's adventure, but it takes us into some kind of science fiction fantasy, some parallel worlds, and a lot of different interpretations. But the star of the book, the protagonist, is a little boy named Simon, who's kind of the kid that everybody bullies.
Yeah, he goes through the ringer.
Definitely, he goes through some trials.
He's a kid. He was an orphan, and then one day, it's kind of a typical day at school. Well, maybe not so typical, because one of his, I guess you'd say, mates at the orphanage, not a friend particularly, but brings some weapons to school, and then after that, the whole day gets a lot worse.
Yeah, Lady Luck is not shining on him as it starts out, but that changes. Because as the bullies are chasing him, and they want to hurt him because they think that he tattletailed on them, and a girl appears out of nowhere from another world. She has green hair, and the hair changes colors with her mood, and she saves him from the bullies. And then she changes, and she accidentally takes him to another parallel world where Simon discovers that he can now perform magic.
So Simon is, and of course he's a human, he's a normal kid, kind of a small child, wears glasses, he's an orphan, doesn't know who his parents were. But, you know, at the beginning of the book, we start out with his birth, and there's a medallion that his mother leaves for him. And does that medallion have any special significance?
It does, and more significance will be shown in other books. This medallion, throughout the book there's mystery, because things are happening, and we're not quite sure why they're happening. Could it be the medallion? Could it be, you know, the person from his dreams? Could it be, you know, that he's from Earth, and no other Earthling has been able to do magic before? And so the medallion definitely plays a role of mystery in the book.
Now, obviously, there's a lot of interest in fantasy worlds, and there's some other books that have been very popular, and you're obviously planning this as a series of children's books. So first of all, how do you create a world like that that is not only appropriate but also interesting to children?
One of the things, I have five children of my own, five boys. So one of the things in my mind was, I want to make sure I do write a book that they wouldn't be embarrassed of, or come to me, hey, Daddy, look at this scene that you put in the book. The other thing, too, is that I wanted something that would, one, entertain, be original. That's one thing a lot of reviewers have been saying, it's just so original. But also kind of stretch your mind and make you think about topics like slavery and becoming friends with people that you normally, you know, maybe wouldn't become friends with. Overcoming trials.
This was a book that you apparently had worked on at one time as about 2 decades ago, and then did you just put it aside because you had family and other things, or was it something you always meant to return to and just never got around to?
Back in that day, you know, we didn't even have hard drives. We just had big, huge 5-inch floppy disks, and mine died. So I had printed out some of the book, about 6 chapters, and I was like, well, okay, I'm done. It doesn't take much for a 14-year-old in 1990 to quit a project. Years later, someone said, hey, you should really pick up this book. It's called Harry Potter. So I did, and my jaw dropped because it was very similar to my book about a boy who discovers he has magic. And so I picked it up, found it in the attic, and picked it up and finished writing it.
Now, our Simon also is very good with video games, so will we find that talent to be a handy one as he progresses?
You know, I do foresee something like that, a whole scene with video games in a future book, video games with a mind of their own. And video games is really the only thing he's good at, too, you know, when he starts out. So he starts out with a low self-esteem, and so video games is kind of his only friend at the time.
You think kids will relate to that as well? Because here is a kid who is, and I mean, you know, obviously not every kid is an orphan and that kind of thing, but kids, every kid feels at some point, you know, abandoned or lonely or questioning self-confidence, as obviously Simon does. And do you think kids will relate to that pretty easily?
Yeah. You know, when I was 13, 14, starting to write this, I mean, those were the feelings I was feeling. I really wanted friends. I felt lonely sometimes, and I think that is definitely something that teenagers, young adults will see. But then also, you know, there's occurrences in the book where sometimes people aren't very nice. There's slavery. you know, there's an instance where there's two groups of people that don't like each other. And Simon is the mediator in the book and helps to let these people see that they're equals. They should both be treated with respect and love.
The book is called Paraworld Zero. It's the first of a series of parallel world books by Matthew Peterson. And the book, of course, is for probably more a preteen, early teen audience, would you say?
Yeah, preteen and up. I've had adults, you know, I had one adult send me an email saying that he liked it so much he had to call in sick to work so he could finish reading it. So I think it really spans the ages, but probably starting at age 9 and up.
The book is called Paraworld Zero, and you do have a website at paraworld.com. Matthew Peterson, my guest, his book, Paraworld Zero.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.